In addition to expanding wilderness designation in the White River National Forest, the Continental Divide Recreation Wilderness and Camp Hill Legacy Act establishes the first ever National Historic Landscape around Camp Hill, training grounds for the U.S. Army's 10th Mountain Division during World War II. Colorado's 2nd Congressional District Representative and gubernatorial candidate Jared Polis is optimistic that the bill will be passed, if not this year, eventually.
Our bill really shows the value of our public lands and also their contributions to the outdoor recreation industry, which means jobs in Eagle and Summit County. It provides additional protections for over 90,000 acres of public land in Colorado. And as Senator Bennett mentioned, we're very excited to designate Camp Hale as our nation's very first National Historic Landscape to honor the legacy of the 10th Mountain Division that made important contributions to our success in World War II, fighting in the mountains of Italy and Austria, and also, of course, to the many veterans who returned to help found the ski industry in places like Vail and Aspen. The Continental Divide Recreation Wilderness and Camp Hale Legacy Act really will help us safeguard what keeps Colorado special for our residents: fishing, hunting, biking, backcountry snow sports. It means protecting the Colorado we love, and as well as the Colorado economy, and making sure that Colorado, our Colorado, is there for generations to come.
Senator Michael Bennett emphasized that the outdoor retailer show left Utah because of a lack of political action to protect public lands.
It's important for us to put it in so that the process can start. It's important for us to have bills like this so we can continue to drive a conversation here about the importance of public lands to the West.
For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.